open Stellenbosch student activists have kept the spotlight firmly on transformation at Stellenbosch University with the release of a hard-hitting documentary, Leicester. The 35-minute film includes the stories of 32 students who share their experiences of what the group has described as a culture of racism and violence at the university. Both the ANC and DA have expressed concern and outrage over the allegations. Minister of Higher Education, Bladin Zimande, said he had studied the documentary and written a letter in which he requested the University Council to provide him with a report on how it intends to address the matter. The video contains interviews of mainly black students describing their encounters relating to incidents of racism and discrimination inside and outside lecture rooms at Stellenbosch University. Now, joining us this morning on the line, we have the Vice Rector for Social Impact and Transformation at the University of Stellenbosch, Professor Nico Koopman. Prof, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Sulaiman. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to commune with you.
It's a pleasure. Would you agree with the status quo reflected in the documentary that at Stellenbosch University there is a culture of racism and violence which continues to fester untreated?
Can I say, you know, after centuries of colonialism and apartheid and statutory racism, our country and all public spheres are still contaminated by both overt and covert forms of racism. And at Stellenbosch we also struggle with both these forms of racism. And the overt forms you can more easily identify, and we immediately intervene when we deal with that. And we have examples of how we immediately acted. And then regarding the covert, you know, the more subtle forms of racism, which is part of an institutional culture, we work very hard to renew the institutional culture at the university. And to do that, we had established a transformation office specifically as well with full-time staff to lead that process.
So in other simpler words, what you are saying, Professor, is that racism is a challenge in South Africa as a whole, and Stellenbosch is no different nor any worse.
Yes, it manifests in every context in distinctive ways, and we must know in Stellenbosch, where you are a university town in a sense, it manifests both on campus and in the town, the surrounding town communities.
Now, whilst I know there won't be anybody who would doubt or who would counter the fact that racism is still a challenge in South Africa as a whole, and that you find overt and covert elements of racism, but what seems to come through from the documentary is that it's far worse in Stellenbosch, and that in the main it's not being challenged adequately. If you look at the Times newspaper this morning, a well-known name in the education sector, Professor Jonathan Jensen, says he's watched the documentary, and what has come clear to him is that there's a lack of leadership here. This has been left to fester for far too long.
I can assure you that we are seriously attending this under the leadership of Professor Wim de Villiers. We have established now this transformation office, and we speed up the process, and we're really trying also to embody the vision that Professor Russell Botman, the late Professor Russell Botman, left, you know, when he left us with an institutional intent and strategy in which we spell out the values and the principles that coincide with the human dignity principles of our constitution, the South African constitution. So leadership is strongly committed to breaking down and overcoming these evils.
If leadership is strongly committed to tackling racism at Stellenbosch University, why did these 30-odd students go to this extreme measure of actually making a documentary where their faces and identities are clearly visible and putting it online? This is almost like a desperate cry of help from people who feel that the authorities at the university are not serious about tackling the issue.
I view the fact that those students voiced it in that way as an important way of conveying the message. I don't agree with the idea that we're not open to listening. We're busy talking to various student groupings, and we're also negotiating with Open Stellenbosch, for instance, about good and sustainable dialogues to jointly address these challenges. So the video, I think, is a very strong way to say this is wrong in our country, and this is wrong on this campus, and this is wrong in this town, and we must take that very seriously. It's tragic if only one of your students or one of your citizens have that type of dehumanizing experience, and you must address it.
Now, what seems to be coming to the fore, Prof, is you seem to be emphasizing that racism is a challenge in Stellenbosch as it is a challenge anywhere else, and we shouldn't read too much deeper into it. Let me go to you an excerpt from Professor Jonathan Jensen's article this morning. He says that these are not random acts of racism. He's referring to these acts of racism that have come to the fore via the documentary. These are not random acts of racism. They are intended to remind the newcomers onto campuses who is in charge. In colleges where blacks are not yet a demographic majority, this is the most dangerous period in their lives. What these stories also bring to light is the silly notion of ownership. As blacks, you come into our institution, so if you do not like it here at Stellenbosch, where the whites are in the majority, go to UCT or UWC or anywhere else. Jonathan Jensen and many others in the media seem to be suggesting that the issue of racism in Stellenbosch is far worse than what you are willing to concede to this morning.
Yeah, I don't compare the racism at Stellenbosch with racism at Free State University or elsewhere. I say where it is evil, and we must oppose it. And the idea of inclusion, I agree with it. You know, our students this year taught me, and I appreciate it, that even if you use the word that you say, we want to be more inclusive, you must be careful in using that, because it might create the idea that you say, okay, we are here already well established, we just now accommodate you and assimilate you. With inclusion, if we use that word, in whichever context, we must also say it's inclusion and ownership. So we want our students to take joint ownership of the campus, and therefore we also have targets to say we must diversify the student corps. We want by 2018 to 2020 to have 50-50 black and white students on this campus, and we're making progress towards that goal.
Now, the issue of Afrikaans being the medium of instruction, that seems to be cropping up in the different reports pertaining to this issue. What exactly is the case, and is it a problem?
No, what is interesting, it's a big challenge if you talk about being a multilingual university. It's more challenges that you face, and our students until now say, we don't want to do away with Afrikaans. We want to say 100% provision in English, 100% Afrikaans. And I think they also appreciate the university's commitment to say, let's develop isiXhosa also as an academic language. So we have two special task teams that work hard at this moment to see how we can increase the provision in both Afrikaans and in English.
Finally, Prof, I see the Minister has written to you. I see Parliament wants the leadership of the university to come to Parliament and explain. Do you welcome this intervention by politicians, or do you think they should leave the university to sort this out by itself?
No, we welcome it as management. We are partners in higher education, partners in building a new, transformed South Africa. So we welcome the opportunity to respond to the minister. We welcome the opportunity to meet next week with the portfolio committee, and even to have suggestions from them as crucial partners of this institution.
Okay, Prof. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Suleiman.
Have a great day. Go well.
Thank you, you too.
That was Professor Nico Koopman. He is the Vice Rector for Social Impact and Transformation at the University of Stellenbosch. Let me tell you something, that's how you react when there's a great controversy around the institution that you represent. Spin doctoring skills there, quite good by the good old prof. you know, being very calm about the whole thing, saying racism is a problem in the entire South Africa in a covert sense, in an overt sense. There are many who won't buy it. I mean, if you read the report and if you watch that documentary, Leicester, it really portrays that racism is far more of a challenge and a problem in Stellenbosch University than anywhere else. They attack a black man because he dared to dance with a white woman. The kind of racism that you see and you hear about in terms of those 32 people who talk about their own incidences and experiences is far worse than what you would find on average in any other place in South Africa. And as Professor Jonathan Jensen argues this morning in his piece on page 13 of the Times newspaper, it's about Stellenbosch as a town being very insular, being white dominated. It's almost like they cut off from the reality of the rest of South Africa. And if this transformation offers and everything was, you know, so geared up and so raring to do what the good prophet has just told us that they are doing, why would you find the situation like it is? You know, it's being described as a culture of racism and violence, which is festering untreated. Hear what the leadership basically said. No, we acknowledge it's a problem and we want to see racial equality in the full sense of the word, and we are working towards it, and we are partners with government, and we think the video coming out is a good thing because it's helping to tackle the issue head on. Spin doctoring or genuine intention? I don't know. You can decide.